Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, ooh, and darn sexy people. Wow. Thank you. So many of you streamed, and some of you were there for the John Burgos, Sarah Landon event where I got to speak live yesterday, and it was an incredible day. If you're still interested in getting it, because I offer an amazing package that's way discounted before we take it on to the show. Also, you can go to IMD Wallace and still sign up. But man, what a beautiful, empowering, full of energy day we had yesterday. I really like these two people. They're genuine, they're loving, and they've just, like mine, have a beautiful community. So thank you to John and Sarah. And if I were you, I would definitely check out that day. It's, I think, a big $33 to stream an entire day's event. Some amazing information. Want to remind you, too, that March 28th is our next webinar from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Getting out of staying stuck. And Dr. Shannon Wilson's going to be joining us again. And she has offered to do this special hypnosis tape just around this subject about helping everybody move on and, you know, moving out of those energetic blocks that we might have. So I'm really excited and really feel that's a lovely gift that she came up with. So I hope you'll join us March 28th, because who doesn't want to get out of staying stuck? I know I do. So one of the things that came up at the very end of the day yesterday was belonging. And we spoke a lot about feeling like we all belong. And then this morning, in comes the message and the information that it's belonging to ourself. And what that means was, I belong to myself, I belong to my power, I belong to my I Am presence, I belong to the God that I am. And they took me to, I think it's 15, yes, 15 on sheet one of our sheets, which says, clear physical imbalances in the body. Anything creating imbalance in our definition of happiness from genetic balance. Now, remember that I made a commitment to focus on health and wellness and how we can create that state or maintain that state or get back to that state of health and wellness. And when I said, okay, is there a specific thing that we need to go to that is thing the balance of our happiness in health and wellness? Now, remember, that's mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional. And they took me to the core belief: when I am connected to my I am not safe. Sorry. So what that means is, when I am connected to the power of my own creative source, the power that I am, I'm not safe. So what happened over the centuries and the years to the people who were very powerful and knew that they were power, oftentimes engaged in the kings and the religious leaders around their power, horrible tragedies befell them. But they're saying that's not the highest thing. That's a big reason why we have created this belief that using the power of my I am presence, like I know I have the power to keep me in wellness, to create the state of wellness, that's one of the big reasons. But they're going to bring in the biggest reason right now. Sheets, book. Oh, okay. We don't think it's possible to be the creators of ourselves. And we actually went into that quite a bit yesterday. So can everybody in this community, no matter when you're hearing this, just stop and claim, I direct myself to know that being the power of me is possible, and it's possible that I am safe and secure in this world when I exercise the power of my I am presence. And so it is. Okay. So that's the highest thing, knowing that it's possible, knowing that, you know, all things are possible unto us. And possibility of bringing that back into manifestation is working with your I am presence. So I was reading from the I am discourses day before yesterday, getting ready for this talk. And it says again that the energy cannot intercede on our behalf without our clear direction for it. So we're not going to step into a clear direction so that the guides, the gods, the angels, the energy can come in and work with us to create our desires. We're not even going to direct that if we are in fear of the power of our own power. So I invite you to embrace that, move through that. They're saying if you are challenged with a physical thing, see the doctors, see whatever you need to see or do on this plane. While you are working with the power of your I am presence to step into the light and use the light for the creation of wellness. They want us to start practicing, guys, so that we begin to see the power that we are. But we have to demonstrate to that to ourselves in order to expand what we think is possible. Okay. I want to remind you, too, to check out Far Out Foods. That's FOODZ.com. Our beautiful Stephen has, and boy, they're good. Woof! They're good. They're natural. They're awesome. So check that out and support him, please. And I have had so many responses about the pendulums and sold so many that I'm going in this week and choosing, you know, some beautiful new stones and combinations of pendulums to put together. So if you're still interested in one, let me know. Now would be a good time. You can even suggest a couple of colors. If I think there's stones there that are a good match to that, then then we can do that. All right, I'm going to the calls. Miss Mary, hold on a minute. Mary in South Carolina.
Hello, my dear.
Hi, darling. How are you? Thank you for being with us yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I had to be here today just to speak on behalf of that. What an extraordinary experience. The three of you were simply magic together. It was just awesome. It was almost like you were reading each other's thoughts.
Well,
and I just loved it.
You know, Mary, we were so in sync. You're right. And I sat there listening to their first morning presentation, and I had to chuckle to myself because we hadn't talked to each other. We hadn't compared notes, nothing. And they literally lined up for me the talk that I had.
Couldn't have been more perfect.
It couldn't have been more perfect. You're right. And what a great group of people there. And
I'm sure,
you know, over the live stream. So thank you for your support. And
oh,
I know
my gosh,
you had to get a lot. Boy, guys, if you did order it, or if you're going to order it, make sure you stay and watch the Q&A.
Yes.
My God, did some amazing information come through.
Yes. There was some people who just didn't, you know, we're so close to knowing it and believing it, and yet just needed that extra little whatever. And it, I could feel it come through for so many of them.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some huge ahas, and you guys are going to identify a lot with everybody and their questions from the audience. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were good.
Well, thank you, darling. Do you have anything we can do for you?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I love you. Thanks for calling in.
I'm sure I could come up with something, but why bother? I am so happy. Let's not take it any other place.
You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Sometimes that's right.
Love you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
I love you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it was, boy, talk about energy yesterday. Janice in Utah, you're on, babe.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Dee. How's it going?
It's going great. How's it going with you?
Really good. So I
had, good.
When I was around four-ish, I was having nightmares. And when I saw the movie Lord of the Rings and the Balrog was there, that's what I remember seeing. And I said, no, no more. I'm never going to dream again or remember my dreams. And now I'm wanting to remember my dreams, and I need a little shift there.
Well, this is interesting because I would have thought, this is a past life thing, by the way. That's why you were having those dreams about stuff like that so early.
Okay.
You were remembering past life stuff. Now, you know, my channel looks at dreams as everything in the dream is you. So you're the monster that you're afraid of that you want to get away from. If there's a monster in your dreams, which just means you're trying to communicate with yourself around a part of yourself that you want to heal. So now they're taking me to a core belief. Here. Yeah, I can never be God. Well, how apropos to what I was talking about before in the first.
Yeah.
Guys, and remember, you have to claim it in order to manifest it. I am God.
I am God.
Good. Just live there. Feel the light there. Feel the love all around that. My intention today is to know I am God, which is pretty much what all day yesterday was about, and the resistance about that. Because if we're God, then people are going to come after us, and our families are going to disown us, and our churches are going to send us to hell, and yada, 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 yada. But we know that God is all thought, all possibility, all space in between. And it's up to us to choose and define the God that we are. So I'm the God that remembers my dreams because I know they're teaching tools for me. How does that feel?
Yeah.
And I am...
I still get a little fear there, but I know that if I work on that, I'll figure that out and release it.
Well, let's just add it to the direction.
Okay.
I know that I am safe and secure and happy in this world when I remember my dreams that are guiding me to my own expansion. How's that?
Okay. Yes.
Well, I want to know, can you feel a difference there without so
yes.
much fear now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. So again, guys, what do you want? What Janice wanted was to not be fearful to remember her dreams. And good morning to you too, Mr. Rooster.
I know. I was just going to say I'm outside, and when you came on the line, I bet my ticket's out, and they all come swarming to me. So they
oh,
must have
my
felt
God.
You.
I love
they're
it.
Saying, yeah.
They're saying, good morning, Dee Wallace.
They
I love it. Yeah, well, they pick up the energy for sure, guys. They pick up the energy for sure. So that's what you want, Janice. You want to remember your dreams, but you also want to direct yourself to be happy and know you're safe doing it. You couldn't figure that out. You couldn't get that when you were a little girl. It was too scary.
Mm-hmm.
So just work with your little girl and tell her what's going on so she understands, and you're going to take care of her now while you remember your dreams. All right, baby?
Yes, that feels great. Thank you so
Good.
Much.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm telling you, go back to your little children, guys, if you really want the answers. Miss Jean in Cape Cod, you're on.
Hi, Dee. thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Yeah, I've had an incredible experience.
Oh, goody, share.
Let me give you a little background. I had a bad year last year because of left hip bursitis, which was painful for most of the year. So towards the end of the year, I was concerned I wasn't going to be able to work part-time to supplement my Social Security.
I remember. Yeah.
I created two affirmations. One was, I receive a large amount of money seemingly out of nowhere, and my body is pain-free.
Beautiful.
My ex-husband died very unexpectedly the week before Christmas. And in February, I was able to apply for widow's benefits, which increased my Social Security by almost $1,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And he had a small life insurance policy in my name, and I received that also from John Hancock. And
wow,
now
good creating.
It was, I'm shaking because it was so real, and it really happened. And I just needed to share it with everybody.
Well, yes, because it's a testimonial to the power of your I Am presence.
Yes, and I'm working very strongly with I Am Unconditional Love in the 200-02. And I'm this confirmation of everything has made me realize that much stronger. And thank you.
Oh, honey, thank you. Thank you for coming forward in your power so that we have the demonstration, right?
Yeah, it was huge.
Now, it is huge. And they want me to address, because there's some people out there going, well, yeah, but somebody had to die. No. Somebody didn't have to die. This is just the way he chose to leave, because we know everybody does. And through that, this was the vehicle that her claim and demand happened to show up through. So don't be going into connecting the negative, any kind of negative, with a positive, guys, because that's another way we leave our happiness around the power of who we are. Right? So,
right.
Awesome, incredible, amazing, Jean. You must be living in the state of freedom right now, right?
I am, and it's I can't wipe the smile off my face.
And
I pray
why
for him.
Should you?
I pray for him every day now. I mean, I did before, too.
Well, which is probably why the two things came together.
Yeah.
You know, guys, I tell you, anybody that you haven't forgiven, they own you. So for your sake, forgive everybody and just get back to the state of love. See that light of you in front of you and step into it. I am the light. I am the balance. I am the love. And so it is. And your body and your cells have to follow that. Those of you who are working on health things. Okay? Anything else? Wow, Jean, thank you so much for coming on to share that. Beautiful.
Okay.
And, you know, I got to tell you all, Jean's been with the community for a while. And, you know, kind of, it was a hard transition going into this mindset of I am the creator of me and really stepping into the power of that and committing to it. And she did it. And let me tell you, if Jean can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. So do it. All right, we're going to Eileen in New York. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. Well, what a day yesterday, huh?
Oh.
It was so amazing, and I had trouble getting to sleep last night because the energy was so high that I had trouble grounding. And
okay, I get a no on that.
Really?
Yes. Well, I get a no because they want you to realize how you're directing your energy.
Okay.
So if you say, I am the God of me, Eileen, who can't ground herself so that I can't sleep, right? That they're just pointing out that even there, you want to be conscious that you are the director of your own energy, Eileen. Okay.
Right.
It was just an opportunity for them to teach something, baby. So,
okay.
And you know, if you look back over yesterday, how many times did we catch people around stating limitations about themselves over and over and over again yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, another thing that came up for me, which is a good thing, is I felt like my guides were telling me, okay, now it's a really good time to look at some patterns that are blocking what you want to do and release them.
Yep. Get a big yes on that. They want me to go to a core belief. Hold on. Here. I'll never be good enough. And that's what's kind of been in your way. I'll never be good enough. So I don't take the first step. I'll never be good enough. So I don't keep taking the steps. I don't go into completion. In other words, back to my demonstration yesterday, you don't actually walk out the door. And that's the pattern that you've set up because you felt like you weren't good enough. So what's the point of going into completion for things, right?
Yeah.
So you just, before you even get out of bed in the morning, in this day-to-day, I choose to know and experience to my core that I'm good enough and I move forward and I complete everything.
Okay.
Because that's a clear direction to your I am presence to create that.
Okay.
Any confusion about that? I hear an okay with a question mark.
No, I get it. And, you know, Everything is really coming into alignment, though. You know, I
absolutely. Yep.
I'm working on the health stuff and really trying, you know, really creating balance. And that's a good thing. And I'm also writing a piece that has a theme in it that I know is from a previous lifetime. It is bizarre.
I get a yes on that. Is it about dimensions?
It is absolutely bizarre, this piece that I'm writing.
Is it about dimensions? Different dimensions?
No, it's actually about I Miss Love. That's what it's called.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, and it's a very powerful piece, so make sure you complete it.
Oh, I'm halfway through it.
So let's just say, guys, that we're, because this is other information that came in this week, that we're existing, and we know this, on all kinds of different dimensions and space-time continuums. So we want to integrate, and we want to direct for our energy in all dimensions. I embrace love. I love love. I have love. I am love. For us and our energy that exists in any time, space, or dimensional, it's done. So that all of the energy of us hanging out anywhere integrates with us here, so that we can dive into the greatest love that we can on this plane, which is total. I mean, the channel is saying there is no limitation because you're an embodiment on the love that you can feel, create, and experience. Awesome. Oh, make sure you send it to me, Eileen, when you're finished, okay?
Oh, I will. Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Oh, my God. Listen to all the power on this show. Miss Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on.
Oh, I'm so happy, Dee. I love you. Yesterday was awesome. Mary and I connected via phone during the breaks and stuff, and we just shared the experience together. It was so good. And thank you, April, for calling me on that chat with that one woman that just wasn't quite getting it there. So I'm glad I got out of that. I learned from Mary, I don't have to preach.
Oh, no, honey. And the only reason you would preach is because you think that you can change somebody else.
Right. And that was a Jehovah's Witness thing. That's an old belief.
Yeah.
I got rid of that old belief.
Yes, you did. Awesome.
I got rid of that old belief. And I have a wonderful testimonial. Every single day, I wake up, I do the horror line, the whole thing that we do in the morning.
Yeah.
And every single day is a miracle for me. I just got to find, I have a new kitty, which is why I couldn't go down to L.A. That, and also I've got a little bit of that creeping crud that I don't know what's going on with that, but anyway, irrelevant, it's gone. And my new kitty, I went out, I had one can of food left. I said, I've got to go buy cat food for my kitties. So I went out, and I know I needed another kitty carrier. So I thought, oh, I'll go to Salvation Army. I bet they have one. And lo and behold, they don't usually, but they had the perfect cat carrier for me. So
yep.
Things, miracles everywhere. I love it.
And good that you are seeing, as small and as large as they are, they're all the demonstration of the manifestation.
And both of my cats are here with me right now on bed.
I can hear them.
That was a Traycor. The new little one is a little tortoiseshell, gorgeous little thing, and her name is going to be Calpurnia.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to
call her
little...
Callie for short.
Yeah. She looks like the night because she's dark. You know, she's got the dark fur,
yeah.
You know, black with orange and blonde, and she's just... You know, tortoiseshells are beautiful cats.
Well, I'm glad that you went out and created that, Susan, because I know you were in a little bit of grief about, you know, when your other kitty got out.
Yeah, when Felcor died.
Yeah.
I was in grief. And then I have a trachor, which is a combination of Felcor, the other one that disappeared. And now I've got this new beautiful little kitty, and I'll take her to the vet and make sure that she doesn't have a chip and doesn't belong to somebody else, because I don't want to keep somebody else's kitty.
Yeah, but that's good. Well, good.
I really believe that she's here for me.
Thanks.
And
absolutely.
And for a trachor, so they can be buddies. They just got to kind of get along with one another, and so I've been working with the two of them. Such fun. I love them.
Well, good for you, darling. Good for you that you sound so gloriously happy and are creating so effortlessly.
And I went out, and Mary, I sang your song for you, Mary, if you're still online. I'm sure you are. So I'll put the song, and I didn't get to go to L.A., so I thought, well, I got out my sketchbook, and I started sketching you guys, you and Sarah and John. So I've got sketches of you guys I can send you later on.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that. I'd love to see that. Good for you. Oh, that'd be awesome, Susan. Thank you. Thanks for calling
and
in,
next,
honey.
I was thinking I'll bring my art supplies with me, and I'll make sketches of people and stuff. That'd be fun. I am just loving my life so much. I told my friends when I went to karaoke, I'm not growing older. I'm growing younger, and I am just full of life.
Yeah, you can
I
hear
love
it.
This work.
You can hear it, too, Susan. Good for you, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in. All righty. Wow, what a nice show of testimonials. I love it. And energy and happiness. Kirk, what are you up to?
Hey, everybody. great show today.
Thank you. Yeah.
The introduction pretty much nailed my disposition. I'm feeling a lot better than when first clicked in. Raised my hand.
Good.
And I double checked, and even though it's something from the past, I'm supposed to bring this to the table. It's been a challenging couple of weeks. Emotionally, do some of the work, and then I have had experiences like this is already answered and addressed by some of the previous callers, but not feeling, not owning myself.
Yeah.
My power.
So why, the word they keep giving me, Kirk, is resistance. So why are you in resistance to your own power? Give me a song.
I got fear.
Well, yeah, but we want to be more specific. Give me a song.
The Long and Winding Road.
Yeah, okay. So, sweetheart, it doesn't have to be a long journey. It doesn't have to be a winding journey of struggle in order to get there. It can be a straight short road and then just continual creation. Again, if we are in fear of that power that we literally are, then we will create struggle in some way so that we slow down the process of actually going, okay, I'm there. I'm powerful, I'm safe to be powerful, and in every moment, I'm in the creation of me, 24/7. So we've claimed that for everybody now, and it's, you have to remind yourself, Kirk, that you know that now.
Yeah.
Okay? I know I'm safe, I know it's easy, and I know that I am the creation of me, and that means freedom and joy and safety in this world. And it's easy. Creation is easy. That's a big one, guys. And I invite you every morning in this day-to-day, I choose to know that creation is easy. I choose to experience that creation is easy. And so it is.
Okay? I was working on it about a week ago with Jen, and what came in was that it's all coming, and
no.
It's already way, and nope. It's already here.
You have to claim it's here for it to be here. Guys, let me say this again. You have to state it in the present, because what you're doing is you're saying, I am the God of me that creates this now. Right now. Then the process of the creation of it can actually manifest. Claim it to experience it. Do you get that, Kirk? I get that you get it now.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what you're being invited to move into now, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you couldn't move into it because you were in the fear of the power of it. And so you deferred to, well, it's coming.
The other half of that was that I was resisting it, and that it felt like buffeting. You know, it was a very big shift, and I wasn't used to it or receiving it, so I had to relax into it. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, but it's not a separate thing. It's the same thing. And
right.
And the reason that you were resisting is because of the fear. So just say, I accept my power. And I know my power of creation is easy. And I'm safe and secure in this world to be the power of me. All right, baby cakes?
And so it is.
So it is. Thanks, Kirk.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, you too. I am creating it that way. All right. R in Italy. Hi, you're on.
Hi, my lovely,
Hi.
Beautiful, fabulous, sexy D.
Oh, thank you. I accept that.
Yeah, I knew. I just loved your TV commercial during the,
Super Bowl, when you were
the tennis player. I immediately knew that was you. Much fun.
How good my legs looked.
Yes. Oh, I didn't. Well, you know, I'm not a leg woman, so I didn't notice that. I just knew that it was your sparkle.
Oh, gosh. Even in that.
And I go, that was her. I know that was her.
Painful back. Well, you were right, baby. You were right. What can we do for you?
Listen, I've been working with you in different ways for many years. For probably,
awesome.
Yeah, like I knew you in LA. I went to one of your acting things. So I'm in a personal situation that's kind of different. And I found myself listening in the beginning. I got on just a few minutes late to the call. And that was really relevant for me. I'm really having a problem dealing with a problem in my relationship.
All right, let's use the word challenge.
Okay, I am really challenged by something that I'm very fearful of, I found. Something you said sparked it. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm really afraid that my life will fall apart if
yep.
I directly deal with this situation.
Yep. Better
so,
to
wow,
just
look at that giant fear.
Better to just look away and not deal with it.
Yeah.
That's safer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I believe your mother modeled that for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you need to work with your little girl, baby, because that literally is a cellular belief within you. That's what she learned, is that it's not safe to come out and deal with things in a forthright, open, powerful way.
Yeah.
So what happened to your mother, or what did she believe would happen to her if she did that?
Well, here's what I remember. When I was a kid, my dad had an affair with somebody he was working with, or was on the prelude of it. I don't really know exactly. And she kind of used me as a pawn in the situation. I must have been, I was a little kid, like third grade, something,
yeah.
Fourth grade, fifth grade, something like that.
So there's your belief. There's your belief, baby. When I come forward into my power and state what is important to me and come forward for myself, I get used.
Oh.
Does that resonate with what's going on or your fear of what might be going on?
Not quite exactly, but it's close. It's something more like I'll dissolve or I'll get blown away or everything will fall apart.
Okay.
Is that the same thing?
Well, yes. They're saying it's,
okay.
It's the same thing because if we get used and abused,
okay, yeah,
our,
I can see that.
Your world fell apart, literally, when all that went down. And it was like,
it
wait
changed
a minute.
Dramatically, yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't have anything to do with it.
Nothing.
But as a child, and all psychologists will tell you guys this, children always think it's their fault. The divorce was my fault. The death was my fault. You know, children always take on that responsibility. So you have to let her know that this really doesn't have anything to do with that at all, with that time in your life. Back when she, her sense memory, right?
Right.
has to do with fear of losing herself. And you don't have to lose yourself now because you are the director of your own energy.
Yeah.
So what is it specifically that you want in the situation that's going down right now? What do you want?
I want honesty and truth. And
okay, then you have to be honest and truthful with yourself. So where are you not being honest and truthful with yourself about what's going on?
Dishonest with myself. I'm not, when we started this relationship, we said that we would be truthful. And I haven't been truthful, and I know he hasn't been truthful because I've done some digging, so I know that he's not being truthful.
Yes, and you're not being truthful.
And I'm not.
Okay.
As well.
So we always attract what we need to clean up, right?
Okay, yes.
Yep. So clean that up in you. That's where your gift is. Right? Clean you being honest and truthful up. You can't create for him. But this is your great opportunity to seize this moment to clean your own act up so that you can attract either from him or from someone else the qualities of being honest and truthful. You've got to match him. Whatever you want, you've got to match. That's why I say if you want money, you can't hate money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you want to be powerful, you can't be in fear of your power.
I'm really terrified of this one. I am surprised.
Well, go back to your little
my
girl.
Own inner. Yeah. Okay.
So basically, you're afraid that you're going to do to you what your mom did to you when you were little, which is use you so that the truth never comes out. Because she never looked at her own stuff around went down.
Right.
Got it?
And she brought me in as an ally and a pawn. I didn't know at the time I was a pawn. I felt like I was being her ally, right? That's how she fooled
me. Yeah, she was
me.
Using you.
Yeah.
But you don't want to use you anymore, baby.
Right.
You want to free you. And that's what your little girl's asking you to do right now. Okay?
Perfect.
Beautiful. That was a great one. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
And we're going to Perikta in Finland. Hi, darling.
Hello. Hi.
Did I say that correctly?
Well, Piritta.
Perikta. Okay.
Piritta.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
What
I've been taking notes like crazy because everything resonates like so deeply. And
yippee.
I almost burst it. Yes. And I almost bursted into tears with this last caller from Italy. The last sentence that I want to be free and my mother was using me and all that resonated so much. I originally called to ask you that, you know, because, well, you know, everything has been resonating, like the thing that, you know, why am I stuck in my creation? And I realized that I am afraid of my power and this abusing thing and the freedom. And I've been working on myself a lot. And I've tried really, you know, so many things to move forward and manifest the things that I want. And I also resonated with the caller about the dreams, because I feel that one of the things that I'm stuck with is that I cannot see my vision. I have so many things that I want, and they are kind of jumping. It's like ant, you know, thing that,
okay.
You know, one
so
vision.
Perikta,
one. So
let me put some things together for you that you said already. Okay,
yes.
So you're afraid of your power. You said that.
Yes.
So if we're afraid of our power, how are we ever going to, A, let ourselves know what we really want, and B, fiercely charge forward in the creation of it? Because we're going, oh my God, I'm too afraid of my power to do that.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
So the core thing of everybody that we've talked to today is this: it's possible to be safe when I am consciously powerful in my I am presence. So what happened when you were, well, you already told us, when you were little, you were used and abused too, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Guys, who's the director of your energy?
I
who
am.
No, but.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you say but, then you've lost the definition of who you are. I am the creator of my energy. I tell my energy what to do and what to manifest. And I am clearly telling my energy, be brave, be courageous, be joyful, go out and practice your power because you're safe in this lifetime to do that. Because that's who I am. Again, we have to define ourselves and state and claim what we want. And then the universe can come in and help us. So the first thing you want to work on, my darling, is knowing you're safe in your power.
How
and
does
then,
it relate to the... sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Because I have the feeling that you first said something about belonging to me.
Uh-huh.
In the first minutes of the show, you were talking about the belonging, and I think this is all related to that, but I don't quite catch it, because that's the thing that I always felt so lonely. So again, I have to be so brave alone, you know.
You're never alone, Perikta. Look how many of us are here with you on this journey right now. And guys, everybody stop what you're doing and listen to what I'm telling you. Nobody else can make you feel not alone. If you feel alone within yourself, if you feel like you don't belong to yourself, nobody can make you feel like you belong. So we have to start working with ourselves first. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So every day before you get out of bed, in this day to day, I know and I experience that I belong. I belong to my power. I belong to the I am presence that I am. And I belong to all energy that is creating itself. And so it is. But you have to start claiming what you want. Do you understand, Karita?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want you to start working with that and call back.
Yes.
Okay. You can do this, baby.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. How about we are doing it, guys? We are doing it. Daniel in Scottsdale, you're on, baby.
Hey there, sweet thing.
How are you?
I am just amazingly fantastic.
I love it. And
so
yes, you are.
So many pieces are coming together, and that's actually why I'm calling, is I have a few things for you just to verify and to put out into the community.
Okay.
One of which came in on the call, but the first two are related to health. Number one, disconnect from the social conscious mind and own your own health.
Oh, for sure. You have to reach up to grab a lot of super conscious thoughts about I'm the creator of my own health, because we are inundated for lifetimes that we're not. So absolutely, that's a big unequivocal yes. Next.
The next one is clearly define what health means to you in all aspects.
Okay, so let's help people do that, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you go about saying what health means to you?
That all of my energy is in harmony and integration on all time-space continuums and throughout all dimensions. That my body functions perfectly according to the divine human blueprint. That all of my structures support me fully and completely. That all of my body systems function perfectly in balance and alignment, providing me with the best possible experience in this physical body, and on and on and on.
Yeah, well, there's the challenge, because the channel's saying, oh my God, even I'm overwhelmed. I'm never going to remember all this. So there's one sentence. Huh. Highest, most correct, most complete. I am the divine love that I am. And again, they're saying, just walk into the light of love that you are. Not bring it in from the outside. Be it from the inside out. I am the divine love of the I am presence that I am. Covers your body, covers your mind. We're asking the right question. Oh, who doesn't want the highest answer? Daniel, want the highest answer, baby. Oh,
yes.
That's why. Okay. So what you're being invited to claim is I'm the God of Daniel. That makes everything easy. That's the next big jump for you.
Well, I've been getting that on this call.
Well, good. We're right in alignment then, aren't we?
Correct.
And I'm not getting anything else. I think that's the highest thing you called in for. Right?
Yes. The last thing that I got was that we are enjoying in the process of bringing into manifestation our creation.
Yeah, and an easier way to say that is I am joy. Because whatever you say after I am, you direct the energy of you to create. I am joy, I am freedom, I am love, I am health, I am wealth. I am clarity. I am knowing. Just go to the simple things that you know you want that really create everything. And then we don't have to go from the top down trying to find it. We just are claiming the core of it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay,
boiled down
great.
To, we need to stop making this difficult.
Yes, so put positively, creation is easy, and I think I said that at the very beginning of the show. So it's a perfect wrap-up. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome, darling.
Sorry, I'm trying to get to everybody, Chris and Kimmy, and almost got there, guys, almost got there. Oh, wow. What a great, uplifting, happy, awesome show this has been. I love it. I love you. Until we meet again, I am love. I am love. I am love, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.